Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Monday, June 5th. I'm Jacob Cohen, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Alrighty, people. The day is here. Apple's biggest product launch event in years. An entirely new product category. A pivot toward a space that's been hyped up a lot in recent years and failed to live up to much of that hype in a meaningful way. But that hype might finally be met later this afternoon, and we're going to discuss what you can expect. But first, let's talk about what else is happening in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lack. All right, first things first, we've got a big report out from Bloomberg about Amazon reportedly being in talks for the past 6 to 8 weeks with major telecom providers, the likes of Verizon, Dish, and T-Mobile, about possibly launching an extremely low-cost or even possibly free mobile service for Prime members. That's a big deal. Dish shares jumped on the report since this would be a big boost for that company given its struggling satellite TV business. But T-Mobile shares, AT&T shares, Verizon shares all slid since, you know, if Amazon offers you a low cost or even free mobile service with your Prime membership, they might lose some customers. Now, everyone that I just mentioned is denying this is even a thing. Verizon spokesperson denied it when approached by news organizations. Same with T-Mobile. They even added that Amazon has told them they have no plans for such a service. Even Amazon denied having plans to add wireless services to its Prime membership at this time. But it certainly is an interesting concept and an interesting development. Next up, according to data from executive coaching firm Challenger Grand Christmas, U.S. companies are on a roll this year with job cuts. U.S. companies have announced more cuts this year than in all of 2022. Planned layoffs through May reached almost 418,000. That's more than four times the cuts during the same period in 2022. Among the 80,000 cuts announced in the month of May, artificial intelligence was given as the reason for 3,900 of them, or a little under 5%. And leading the layoff race, of course, is the tech industry, which is unplugging, you could say, employees left and right with nearly 137,000 cuts already. And according to layoffs tracker, layoffs.fyi, even more. Still, at the same time, across the country, the job market is very strong, very, very strong. Non-farm payrolls in May increased by 339,000, much better than estimates, and notching the 29th straight month of job growth in the country. So a lot of layoffs being announced, but generally, there's still a lot of job growth. And that, along with the debt ceiling bill moving forward to avert a U.S. default, pushed stocks to their best day Friday since November. And last but not least, before today's main story, Google announced a new feature. And if you're one of those people who has a hard time finding and searching for old emails, you're going to like this. This update should be a huge help for you, assuming it works well. The company announced that when you search for emails in your Gmail inbox, it will now start using AI to show you results that best match your search query based on a variety of factors, not just the couple words you threw in that you think you remembered. And this should show you the most relevant emails in your inbox that you're looking for, hopefully, first above all else. All right, and with that, let's head on over to the metaverse. All right, as I said, the day is here, people. Apple's biggest product launch event in years, entirely new product category, pivot to a space that's been hyped up a lot in recent years, but failed to live up to much of that hype in a meaningful way. For instance, venture capital investments into virtual reality startups were down 24% last year compared to their peak of $6.3 billion in 2019. Shipments of VR headsets dropped 21% to 8.6 million units in 2022, according to International Data Corp. At Meta, which just announced its latest headset, the 40% slimmer Quest 3, in anticipation of and trying to steal some thunder of what we're about to discuss, reports have found employees there at that company are generally not even using their own headsets. Insiders will tell you not to worry since we're still in very, very early days, and that's probably true. We're also probably moving into slightly less early days later this afternoon. That's because if any company would meet the hype in this space, it's the one whose name rhymes with Schmapple, and that company, later today, will most likely announce its first mixed reality headset. So, to start, super fast, let's run down what we can expect from this product, the look, the tech, the use cases, the expectations, the drama. Well, I don't really know about any drama, but I'm sure maybe we could find some along the way. And by the way, much of this information comes from Bloomberg analyst Mark Gurman, who's been at the forefront of tracking this product's inside story for years. So first things first, as for the name, it'll likely go by something along the lines of Reality Pro, Reality One, XR Pro. Sounds solid to me. Think it'll grow on me more once I see it. As for the look, you can expect a pair of basically Apple-style ski goggles with a curved front made of glass plus carbon fiber and aluminum throughout, premium vibe, $3,000 price tag, and on that curved glass in the front, an external-facing screen to display a wearer's facial expressions and eyes, which sounds like it could be really creepy, but knowing Apple will probably be really cool. It'll use an external battery pack with around 2 hours of charge that you keep in your pocket that uses a wire to connect to the headset. And also, since there won't be any space to wear glasses, there will be a snap-in prescription system that Apple is developing and will include in the sales process. And I do wonder if they'll charge extra for it. Now, as for the capabilities, the product will likely do an incredible job blending augmented and virtual reality, AR and VR. There will be 4K screens on the inside, and there will be cameras on the outside to enable pass-through video, which is a dynamic that you can toggle between using a little watch crown-like thing. Now, to use this device, you'll use your eyes and hands. Look at something and then pinch your fingers to select it, kind of stuff we're talking here. And I'm most excited just to see how they're going to present this whole thing later today. Very much looking forward to that. That's going to be neat. You'll also, by the way, have Siri on board, microphones to talk into, as well as speakers for sound, all as expected. And you can use your AirPods for even better audio experiences. Now, the use cases. You'll be able to use basically any app you can use today on an iPhone and iPad. But there will be a special emphasis on things like immersive FaceTimes, virtual meetings, whiteboarding, gaming, and watching content. Now, as for the expectations, Bloomberg says Apple doesn't expect to make much money on this for now. Internally, they say Apple expects to sell around 900,000 units in its first year, but obviously sees a much larger market for this in the future. And that's it, folks. That's what you should expect for later today. But obviously, you never know what actually makes it out on the stage. We'll be watching the event later today, which starts at 1 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have everything you need to know about it in tomorrow's newsletter, as well as right back here on this pod. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for you today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Truppiano, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can sign up at thehustle.co/email. Have an awesome Monday. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And, of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but the Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to the Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.